Well, first of all, Mr. McPherson, tell me a little bit about what's gotten you interested in running for Congress in the first place. How did you, what made you kind of jump off the cliff?
Well, I guess it started when I became mayor and I found out that, if you take a hard work ethic and being there for the right reasons to help your community move forward and to grow and to find how successful we've been at doing that in Heber, I felt like it was time that we need to do that in Washington, because as everyone knows, there's total gridlock in Washington. They're totally ineffective at working with one another to get things done, and we need to change the approach up there.
Can you win out of Heber Springs, Arkansas? Is that the political center point of the district? I mean, does that matter, as much in this day and age?
Well, we don't think so. I mean, it's... it is one of the hill counties, but it's not in the Delta. But I relate well with the people of the Delta. My parents both were farmers. My mother and my father both grew up on a cotton farm, working from young children out in the fields. And so we know about the farming industry somewhat. And again, we relate well with the farmers. And there's so much more than just farming. I mean, farming is a huge part of the district, but there's so much more to the district than just farming that we need to be working on all those things throughout the district. As I've traveled throughout the district, I find out most people outside of Jonesboro don't even know who the representative is, and that's not the kind of representative I'm going to be. I'm going to represent everybody throughout the first district and hopefully represent the needs of everyone throughout the first district.
What do you think is the biggest difference between the type of representative you'd be and the type of congressman Crawford is right now? What's the biggest distinction?
Biggest distinction is my ability to work with others to get things done. Again, Crawford voted over 98% of the time down the party line. He's shown that he's completely ineffective working across the aisle. He follows along with Washington politics, does what the party tells him instead of what's right for his district. Again, I mentioned earlier that in the farm associations from all over the state pleaded to Washington not to bring the nutrition out of the farm bill. Well, those are the people that he represents, sent this letter saying, please do not separate those two, and he still voted to separate. So that's not someone that's in touch with this district. That's not someone that's working for his district. That's somebody working for Washington politics, and that's not me. I'm going to work for the people of the first district and the needs of the first district.
In the end, though, he was part of the conference committee that did hammer out the farm bill that did pass into law. I mean, does he deserve credit for that?
Well, honestly, they really held the farm bill hostage to try to push issues there. Again, on the nutrition program, they should have been working together to pass a good farm bill that was good for Arkansas and good for the nation. But instead, they were holding it hostage. And I was talking to farmers across the state. They didn't know if they were going to be able to get the loans from the banks. They didn't know if they were going to be able to get their crops in, because they were playing their political games in Washington, holding the bill hostage to try to get their way, when they knew when they did it that it wasn't going to help. They knew that the Democrats would back out when they did that, and sure enough, that's what happened. And they had to come back to the table. And I really think, honestly, that the fact that I'm in the race now is one reason he voted for the farm bill, because he hasn't been supportive of it in the past.
You spoke to the Northeast Arkansas Political Animals Club today. You told them that you would not support Nancy Pelosi as Speaker if the Democrats regain control of the House of Representatives. What if there's no other candidate for you to vote for? What will you do?
Well, I think there are some very good candidates that have that ability and that desire to get this country moving forward again, and that those candidates will come forward, and we will have a Speaker that can work across the aisle, that can work with the Republicans, and that can, again, come up with common sense solutions and find ways that we can agree on things to get this country moving.